Okay, so we're here with Swain Tuft following the time trial today. And Swain is no stranger to time trials, and he's got 9 national titles under his belt. And of course, he was hoping for a 10th, but today he guess he had to settle for 3rd. And it's never bad to have a podium, but always looking for that top step, eh, Swain? Tell us about how your race went today.
Yeah, of course you always want to win, but you know, like I've said a few times now, it's nice to see these young guys stepping it up. You know, Catterford having a good ride, and Roth has always been there, so no big surprise for me. I think I had a good ride. Wasn't my best, but yeah, you know, I can say I'm happy with how I personally went today. So yeah, it was just a matter of a couple of other guys were faster than me. So yeah,
that's sometimes the way it goes. You know, the last time I think you were in Ontario, you won the road and the TT. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was 2011. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember seeing you with the Spider Tech guys, and it was a real joyous occasion. And I think there's sort of a Swain Tuft affair going on. You know, everybody's kind of, you're a marked man, I guess, no matter which time trial you go into. Isn't that somewhat the case?
Well, I think, yeah, maybe domestically, but not so much in Europe.
Sure, I mean, the competition...
Yeah, it's a different story there, but yeah, I mean, I think it's something I always nationals time trial is always important for us, and obviously for me to represent that in Europe is a really, really big deal. So yeah, I want to make the most of that time when I come back to Canada and have a crack at the title again. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just something. And also, yeah, it's been so many years. Like, I would, as many titles as I could try and make, that would be something special as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think people like the idea that you come back when you can, and because they want to go up against the best. And certainly it's a pretty tough tall order to have 9 TT titles to be going up against a guy like that. So I'm sure the Silver Boys are celebrating a bit tonight, eh?
Oh, for sure.
Well, I know that Ryan's come pretty close, so he's won the road. And I think the last time when you were talking about 2011, that was the first road title for you, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So talk about a little bit the race today. Was it, what kind of a course did you like the course? Was it similar to what you did before, or similar to other courses you've done?
Well, it was a really solid course. Like basically the first 18.5K, you're climbing up to the lookout, and so it was just constantly stepping up, and yeah, real like. Definitely suited someone who can really put out some power on the climbs, but also you needed to be able to really stay on top of it on the downhills, because you were, you know, while you were descending a lot, you still had a lot of kickers to kind of keep the power over. So I think it was a beautiful course and quite special as it went through the park there on, you know, super quiet roads and kind of a beautiful backdrop there when you came over the top and the lookout there. Yeah, really, really liked the course. Yeah, a perfect kind of time trialist course, like for a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, had all the difficulties you could ask for.
You know, when you were talking before about, nice to see some other guys, you know, stepping up, and we've talked before about the lay of the land in Canada, and it just seems to be getting better and better here with just so many different, you know, teams and riders doing well. I mean, the Cyclery Opus squad with 4 titles, you know, and it must make you, when you look at the perspective, it must, you know, make you feel good when you think about your days going back to Symmetrics and seeing the evolution.
Sure, yeah. I actually keep quite a good eye on what's going on back in Canada, and just to think of, you know, to use the Silver Boys as an example, it's, you look at what they've done in the early season here in Redlands, and then Gila and Joe Martin. I mean, these,
sure,
they've had a different guy up there in you know, either winning or in the top three overall, pretty much at every important NRC race, and that's a big deal, you know, like that's the all the proper steps for progression, and you know, that I think just going back to the Symmetrix days, that's what made a lot of the riders that came out of that program, you know, that's what gave us that next jump to the next level, and so I just see these guys you know, just doing all the right things, and I'm really happy to see that kind of progression in Canada.
Yeah, for sure. The Silver Team's doing really well, and the Raleigh squad's got a lot of Canadians on it as well that are really doing,
yeah, exactly,
doing great with Glazer and Britton and Routley. So it's pretty interesting. You know, I know that Scott McFarland from Silver wrote a story about Cycle Sports Management and Steve Bauer, and of course you were on that team, and Jose, and just how that whole energy kind of you know, picked up the Symmetrix ball and took it to another level, and now the other teams are doing well. So it's a pretty good legacy, I'm sure you agree.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So what's next for you, Swain, after the championships?
Heading over to Europe and get back into it for the second half of the season here with the Tour of Poland, and kind of a build up with a bunch of different races coming into World Time Trial Championships and Team Time Trial Championships in Qatar, and then so I think I have Tour of Britain in there, Eneco Tour, some 1 day races. So just the real mix of good racing coming up.
It sounds like a really full schedule still, and for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I actually had a pretty, aside from the Giro, I had a pretty late start, so not a lot of racing in the legs as of yet. So yeah, I have a good heavy second half. So
looking forward to it. So that's a lot still to come from you. And they're going to announce the team for Rio, I guess, tomorrow, which will be pretty exciting as well.
Of course, yeah.
It's what have you heard about the Rio courses? I hear they're pretty tough.
Yeah, they're going to be super difficult, yeah.
So when do you actually leave the... Are you racing at the Criterium tomorrow?
No, I actually left just after the time trial.
Okay, and so the next stop for you is going to be Europe.
Yeah.
All right, well, great, Swain. Listen, it's great to pass the mantle, and the Silver Boys are seem to be up for the chase, and so I'm sure that you're feeling good about those guys taking over, so to speak.
Of course, yeah.
Well, thanks for spending time with us, Swain. Always good to see you. All the best going forward, and we'll look forward to the next time we catch up with you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Take care.